يقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض. صلوات. Today our subject is salaire. To maintain good relation with your family members and relatives. Salaire, it's a very important subject. Because there are several ayat in the Quran where Allah discusses this important issue. But now we are living in the world where the people, they are believing breaking religion. They are not having time to sit with their family members, to share some time with them, to help them, to assist them. But now look at the Quran, where Quran is saying, people, those who are breaking relation with their family members and relatives, or creating mischief on the earth, or breaking their promises, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. These people are really losers. At another place, in Surah Al-Ra'd, Quran is saying, Allah is cursing upon these people, those who are breaking relation with their family members and relatives. In Surah Al-Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only Quran is saying Allah is cursing upon them, but moreover, Allah made them deaf and blind on the day of judgment. Because see, what a good example given in this ayah. When you are breaking relation with your family members, so you are not ready to listen, you are not ready to speak. You are not ready to listen what they are saying. And you are not ready to speak with them. So Quran is saying, if you are not ready to listen the word of your relative, and if you are not ready to speak with them, so on the day of judgment, when you will raise or stand up, you will be unable to listen. You will be unable to say a word. There is a hadith from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam, where Imam is saying, إِيَّاكَ وَالْمُحَالِقَةَ. Be aware of muhaliqa. It is a term used by him. It is Arabic term. Companion of our sixth Imam, they asked him and they inquired from our Imam, what is the meaning of that? إِيَّاكَ وَالْمُحَالِقَةَ فَإِنَّهَا تُمِيتُ الْقُلُوبُ or تُمِيتُ الرِّجَالُ. It causes for the death of the people or community or person. Imam answered, it is qat'ur rahm. If someone is not maintaining relation with his family members and relatives, it causes for death of that person. And not only this, when Mansur Dawaniqi, he was caliph of Abbasi, and he asked from our Imam to say something, so Imam mentioned three hadiths from our Rasul. And he said, hadith number one in the favor of Salatul Ram, why Imam mentioned this hadith to Abbasi, that Abbasi caliph? Because he was claimed to be in the relation of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu salam, and he was saying, we are in the family of Abbasi, Abbas. He was uncle of Rasul. If you are in the relation of Hazrat Abbas and uncle of Rasul, you are in the progeny of Abbas, so you must be good with the family of Rasul. You must be kind with him. So Imam mentioned first hadith, and he's saying, there are the people, from their lifetime only 3 years remain. 3 years remain from their lifetime, and they are going to die after 3 years. But when they are kind with their family members and they are good with their family members, Allah is increasing their life. And Allah is giving them 30 years. Instead of 3 years, Allah is giving them 30 years life. And the people, in their taqdeer, Allah has written 30 years. 30 years remain from their lifetime. But when they are not good with their family members, then Allah is commanding to his angels. Only 3 years remain from their lifetime. So if someone wants to increase from their lifetime and they want to worship more and more Allah and do ibadah, of course the aim and objective of mu'min. We are not living in this world or we are praying to Allah for long life to disobey Him. We are not praying to Allah, oh Allah, grant me a long life, so I will disobey you and I will not pray you. Because we are praying to Allah, oh Allah, give me long life, so I will pray more. I will perform more ibadah. In past I was unable to perform namaz-e-shab. If you will give me life, inshallah, I will pray my namaz-e-shab. There are so many namaz which are qaza and it was not offered by me. Give me long life so I could do. When I became baligh, I was not in touch with ulama and I was not near to the center. I was not knowing it is wajib for 5 and 6 years. I was unable to fast in the month of Ramadan. Now I'm aware, now I'm awake, and why want to perform those fasts? Give me long life. So if you want long life from Allah, so Imam is mentioning hadith from Rasul, and he's saying, Allah is giving long life to the people, those who are good with their relatives and family members. Be kind with them. Visit them. Help them. Assist them. Make call to them. Send email to them. Send your letters to them. When they are in the trouble. Because minimum thing what you can do with your family member, these are. If they are sick, you visit them. If they are coming from their journey, you go and visit them. If they are going for the Hajj and Ziyarah, you go and help and go and see of them. Number 2. Imam is saying sometimes the person he is sinful. He's sinner. He's not good one. But he is doing salaam with his family members. Allah is giving him risk, increasing his risk. In spite that person is not good. Sometimes we are complaining and we are saying, see, that person is not good, but Allah is favoring him. See, Allah is favoring him because of his salaam. And if someone is, he is muttaqi and pious, but thereafter, after being muttaqi and pious, he is not good with his family member, he is in the problems and difficulties. Problem of the risk, problem of other kind of the problems. And the third hadith, Rasul, he mentioned hadith from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Where Imam said, see, if someone is doing good relation with his family members and relatives and he is doing salatul rahm. So result is, Imam is saying, his death is easier. See, the final stage, the last time, pray to Allah for easy death. Pray to Allah for easy death. Sometime the person he spent whole life, it was very comfortable, very comfortable. The final time, the people they are witnessing, his life was very good. But at the death time, he's in the trouble. The pain of death, it is very difficult. And the moment when he is dying comfortably, easily. But Imam is saying, if someone is not good with his family member, his death is difficult. And on the day of judgment, when he is standing before Allah for Hisab and Kitab. If someone was good with his family members, his Hisab will be easy and simple one. And if someone he was not good with his family member, whether he was doing good amal and action, praying, doing charity, visiting his other friends, but he was not good with his family members. Sometimes you know, salaam two kinds. With your relatives and with your friends. People, they are good with their friends, but they are not good with their family members. People, they are good with their neighbors, but they are not good with their parents. People, they are good with non-Muslims, but they are not good with Muslims. So Islam is saying, be good with all. And there is a reward for them. Easy death. Hisab will be easier for them. And now one of the companions, He was companion considered, but actually he was servant of our Sikh Imam. His name is Maisara. And Imam is saying, Maisara, what happened to you? Allah increased your life several times. Do you know what was that action? It was your salera. And once Imam said, see, could you tell me, Maisara, why Allah increased 30 years from your lifetime? What was the answer of Maisara? Maisara answered and he replied to Imam. He said, see, when I was young, in my youth, I was working for whole day. And in whole day, what I was receiving, it was 5 dinar. 5 dirham. And that 5 dirham, which was the result of my hard labor, I was receiving and I was giving to my maternal uncle, brother of my mother. I was helping her. I was helping him. So Imam said, because in your youth you are helping and assisting your maternal uncle, so Allah increased 30 years from your lifetime. See, now there are so many problems in the families, and when the people, they are earning and they are working, so what happened? If you are married, your wife is saying, oh, this is only my right and my children's right. Why other family member, they will share? It is against the teaching of Salatul Rahim. It is against the teaching of the Quran and Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim. In your amwal, in your wealth, in your money, whatever you are receiving, actually if you want to increase your risk, if you want to avoid your sudden death, if you want to remove your bala and calamities, be good with your family members. Of course, there are the share of your family members and relatives, not only your wife and your children, they are only. They can share and they can enjoy. On the day of judgment, there are the 3 people, especially 3 people. They'll be under the rahmat of Allah and the blessing of Allah. Allah is Rahman and Rahim. We are reciting in Bismillah Rahman. But Rahim on the day of judgment with believers and mu'mins. Imam al-Adil. The one who is just leader. Number 2, who was doing Salatul Rahim. And number 3, under the blessing of Allah, he will stand on the day of judgment when the people, they were in the turmoil. The one, he is poor one. Poor, but he had family. But in his poverty, he is not complaining to anyone. So, on the day of judgment, he will be under the mercy and blessing of Allah. But the first one was Imam al-Adil, and the second one was one who is good with his family members and doing Salatul Rahim. So now do see the contact between these two. Salatul Rahim and the poor person who is looking after his family and he is in the trouble but he is not complaining to anyone and he is not asking for any assistance. You assist him. You help him. Our Sikh Imam, how kind he was with people. Because what we are saying, if someone is kind with me, I will kind with him. If someone is good with me, I will good with him. If someone is honest with me, I will honest with him. If someone is making relation with me, I will make relation with him. If someone is giving me something, I will give him. Imam is saying now, there are 3 peoples. When our Imam said, Allah unabbiakum, may I inform you the good thing, good action? People they ask, okay, O son of Messenger of Allah, tell me. He said, this is the hadith of our Rasul. Rasul said, I will inform you there are 3 good things. Number 1. The number 1 is, what is the number 1? If someone is cheating you, and you are not cheating him. It was the action of that person. He was wrong. But why you are going to be wrong because of him? He is spoiled akhirah. He spoil his reputation in this society, and you are going to do same what he did. وَصَلَ مَنْ قَطَعَ. And he is giving to the people those who deprived him. And he is forgiving the one who oppressed him. If someone is oppressing you, but do not oppress him. There is a hadith from our sixth Imam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Where our Imam is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ بِصَلَاسَةٍ وَمَقْرُونٌ بِصَلَاسَةٍ أُخْرَى. Allah commanded for three things. And He attached another three things with the first three things. That means totally six. Then Imam is saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرَ بِصَلَاةٍ. Allah commanded you to pray. But at the same time He commanded you to give zakat. Salat, it was the basic command of Allah. The additional was zakat. Then Allah commanded for thanks. Be thankful to me. The additional thanks, thanks to your parent. Allah commanded for taqwa, fear me, be duteous, perform your duty towards your Allah and your family members and other relatives. Be pious, be righteous, fear Allah, but at the same time, salatul rahm. Additional was salatul rahm. So 3 plus 3 is 6. Then Imam is saying, if someone is praying but he is not giving zakat. He offered his prayer, mashallah, 51 rakat he is praying in a day. Standing for the prayer, it is very easy. But spending money in the way of Allah, it's very difficult. See, to how many people we will give our tax? Government is asking for tax. We are paying for fees. We are doing this and that. And finally, zakat is there. Khums is there. Fitrah is there. Sadaqah is there. How many things are there? These days life is very difficult. And in spite you are asking for zakat and khums. But Imam is saying, Allah commanded you for prayer. And thereafter, the attached one. It is attached. So in the Quran, wherever you see about ayah for salat, there is ayah for zakat also. Aqimu salat wa atu zakat. Not in the different occasion, in the same radif. Establish prayer and give zakat. If someone is praying but he is not giving zakat, Imam is saying Allah is not accepting his prayer. What is the relation between these two? There are the two different Amr, there are two different command, there are two different order, there are two different ibadah. But Imam is saying, because Allah attached zakat with salat, if someone is praying but not giving zakat, Allah is not accepting his prayer.